Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calalum counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. Today we're talking with the folks from the Jefferson County Historical Society. We've done a show before about this wonderful group, but today we're focusing on something a little different. We're focusing on the walking tours this summer. And with us is Brooke Weber and Jenny Westall. Brooke is the museum assistant and the walking tour organizer. You're the volunteer coordinator, really, for the museum.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, welcome. What is new this year about the society and the historical museum? What's going on?
One of the great things about our historical society is that we're really able to make it what the volunteers are interested in, what the community is interested in. JCHS's mission is to actively discover, collect, preserve, and promote the heritage of Jefferson County and the state of Washington. And that means basically that what the people of Jefferson County consider important, we consider important. So we've been able to develop a couple of stories this year based on that mission. Those stories have been developed through two new exhibits. One exhibit is our exhibit on the printed word in Port Townsend. The other exhibit is the Pat and Peter Simpson collection.
And that brings us to our volunteer, Jenny Westall. Would you like to introduce Jenny, give us some background?
Jenny has been integral in both of those exhibits. She stepped forward last year interested in writing the history of the small presses of this community, because back during the 1970s and 80s, Port Townsend was second only to New York in the number of grants that were distributed for the small presses in the town.
Welcome, Jenny.
Hi.
I Googled you and found all kinds of stories.
Oh, my goodness.
So tell us how you got connected to the Historical Society and about those two books. Tell us all about that.
My first interest was the town tavern. I'd been to a Historical Society lecture, and on the way there, of course, we walked by, it was in the Cotton Building, so we walked right by the Endy Hill Building, and my friend I was with said, you know, it's too bad nobody's doing anything about this because it's going to be forgotten, which has always been my concern, too, because nothing was written down. So this was a few years ago now, and I got together with the Historical Society and Ann Welch, who's the head of the Oral History Committee, and a lot of other things too. And she said, sure, you come up with the people to interview and I'll record them and we'll do oral history. So we did 40 oral histories of the Town Tavern.
And what is the Town Tavern?
It started in 1973, and it was... people thought it was a collective, although it wasn't, but it was a bunch of psychology professors and students and grad students from Eugene, from the University of Oregon in Eugene, that by a series of events ended up buying the Endy Hill Building, which already had the Town Tavern in it, and they were going to use the upstairs, which is all rooms, you know, it's now a hotel, and people could live there in exchange for work and sort of just rediscover themselves or have time to be artists. And so it had a lot to do with the blossoming of Port Townsend as an arts community and as an alternative lifestyle community.
It sort of set our character in motion in many ways.
Oh, yeah.
It? Yeah.
And plus, it was really, really fun. It was so fun. And so, but, you know, everyone knew about it, but nothing was recorded or written in any way, and so it was going to be a lost history. So we did 40 oral histories, so I think, you know, the dream is someday to do a book on it, but it'd be a big one. So
but you also did compile two books.
Yes.
For two exhibits.
Yes.
Tell us about those two projects.
Okay, part of that same era, the 70s and the 80s, in the 70s, there were something like seven small literary presses in town, and one of which was Copper Canyon, and everyone knows about Copper Canyon, and the other one was Empty Bowl, which is somewhat known, and the rest, you know, it's the same deal. They're nothing's written down. It's going to be forgotten. And I knew a lot of these people because I used to own the Salal, was one of the owners of the Salal Cafe, and they all ate breakfast there, and they were all friends. So I wanted to write down at least some of this history before, once again, it was all gone.
So was the book compiled before the exhibit, or was the did it go with the exhibit?
It went with the exhibit.
That's there through June.
Yes. Yeah. And so I started researching, collecting the information while I was doing the town tavern, because they all hung out there. And plus, you know, like I said, I knew them. They ate at my restaurant. And so I wanted to do the exhibit and plus record more than what you can present in the exhibit.
Right.
And so that's, the book was the companion piece.
And you did the same thing for the Simpson
yes.
exhibit.
Yeah.
And you were a volunteer from heaven. Do you realize that? My gosh.
Well, for me, it was like, you know, what a gift. Because I wanted, you know, we all have fantasies of what we'd really like to do. And I had been an English major briefly, and I always read a lot and enjoyed writing. And so it's like, well, would you like to be a published author? And it's like, sure. And it's, you know, it's mainly just because it's an interesting story and I could present it adequately.
The story of the art itself, is it interesting, or the family?
Okay, for the writers, it's both the art and the people, because they were really, really interesting people. The Simpsons, I knew who they were, of course, but I really didn't know them. But my co-author, who deserves a huge amount of pressure credit, because we both wrote this book together.
And what's her name?
That's Mary Coney. And Mary is very interesting. She was involved. She was an art activist in Seattle when they were saving the Pike Place Market and trying to stop them from tearing down all the buildings. And she was a college professor of English at the UW. So what a gem of a partner, writing partner to get. Plus, she's really a cool person and a lot of fun. And
so this is a cool place to volunteer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because like these opportunities just fall in your lap. And anything you might possess a talent for, be it making hors d'oeuvres and beautiful decorations for the little, opening nights or, you know, whatever. It'll pull your abilities out of you and let you develop and just run with it.
And what is working with Brooke like?
Oh, Brooke's lots of fun, too. She's very nice. I actually don't get to work with her all that much.
And now, Brooke, you're new to town. Fairly new.
Fairly new. Yeah, I've been here about a year and a half now.
A year and a half. How do you like it?
I like it. It's a beautiful community, and there's so many stories here.
How did you find your way to Port Townsend? Where'd you come from, and
I'm originally from Arizona, Flagstaff, Arizona. I moved up here at the request of my aunt. She put me up in her cabin for about 2 months, and in the meantime found me a job with the Jefferson County Historical Society, which is amazingly convenient.
A miracle, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, because I have a background in museums.
You sort of did the reverse path. You came from Arizona here instead of going the other way. That's great.
I think that we get a lot of people in Arizona from Washington, and a lot of people from because people are interested in the clouds are beautiful up here, and we don't get enough clouds in Arizona. Right. So it's nice to have some of the gray skies as well.
Now, there are a million stories with the museum. I've never had a dull conversation with anybody from the museum at all. But we do want to talk about the walking tours, because this is a very special event to me, I think. I think this is really great. So tell us about the walking tours.
Absolutely. Our walking tours are offered June through September, and they're entirely run by our volunteers. Our volunteers come in interested in the history of Port Townsend, and they're able to learn an in-depth story about the ground beneath their feet. Living here, the stories surround us. It's in the buildings, in the people, in the ground, in the objects that we encounter day to day.
So is it pretty much Water Street, or do you go any other places?
We do Water Street is the downtown tour. We call that our Sin at Sea Level tour. Then our other tour is the Uptown tour, which is based out of the Rothschild House. And that goes a little bit more into the Victorian houses of the area. That tour is our moral high ground tour. So we get to cover both sides of Port Townsend, both stories.
Right. So how is there training to know what your what kind of training is there for this?
Absolutely. You do need training for becoming a walking tour guide. We offer tours to the people that are interested. They do some tailing of the current tour guides, but we also have a walking tour script that everybody is able to begin learning off of. What I love about that is that then people are able to develop their own stories.
So someone coming in, a newcomer to town, what would a newcomer who doesn't know anything about the town, how can they participate in the work of the Historical Society?
I think that walking tours are one of the great places to begin learning about the Historical Society, about Port Townsend, because that's how you get the story. That's how you get the background. You don't learn the stories of an object just by seeing it. Sometimes you need a little bit of interpretation.
Right. And embody it.
Exactly.
Kind of.
Yeah. And that's what the walking tours give. That's what working for the Historical Society gives, whatever role you play in the Historical Society.
So speaking of working for the Society, Jenny, what would your advice be to someone listening who might be thinking about volunteering at the Historical Society or the museum or any of the five, there's five sites, right?
Yes. It's I don't know of any other historical society in the state that has that many sites. You know, most of them have one, maybe two, but five? So, I mean, there ought to be something to appeal to everybody.
And what are they? Let's just make sure everyone knows what they are.
Okay, there's the museum downtown in the Old City Hall. There's the Research Center, which is and the collections building, they're attached to each other, and they have all the goodies, like tons of lots of the old leaders, almost all of them, I think, from the beginning, and all kinds of other documents, and then a big building full of all kinds of really cool things, everything from this seashell collection of one of the people that was in the customs agents, and lots of stuffed birds, and of course, beautiful, beautiful clothes and wonderful hats. And
that's downtown as well, or is that out?
That's the one that's on the way to the airport.
Right, near the airport.
Yeah, it's sort of.
And near the Rothschild's house, right?
That's uptown.
And something out of Fort Worden. What's the part of Fort Worden?
That's the commanding officer's house.
Right.
And since the early 1900s, and several families have lived there since then, you know, every commanding officer's family lived there. And
so you could be a docent, you could do clerical support, you could do walking tours, what else can volunteers do?
We also manage the Olympic Gateway Visitor Center. And so if you're interested in sharing the information about the Olympic Peninsula with people coming in, that's what we do.
Where is that?
That's right off of the highway, turning on to up to Port Townsend.
Yeah, 104 and Highway 19.
Excellent. How could our listeners get in touch with you to find out more about volunteering?
Well, I'm the main contact for that. So there's a couple of ways that you can get in contact with me. One is by calling the museum at 360-385-1003, or you can send me an email at info@jchswa.org.
Now, Jenny, I'd like you to give us one word of advice about volunteering in general. I know you understand the value of volunteering.
Everything I've volunteered for just has been totally enriched my life. It's brought out challenges and things I didn't know I could do or had never done. It just builds your self-confidence. You connect to the community. You meet exciting, really interesting new people because they're out there volunteering their skills too. And it just enriches your life so much that whatever you do, you should volunteer for something. I mean, there must be something that appeals to you. And we've got a lot of really wonderful things in town you can volunteer for. So I'd say pick one and go for it.
No one said it better. Thank you.
I think one of the things about working with the Historical Society as well is that this is how you get the depth, breadth, and color of Port Townsend. This is how you're really able to learn the stories. The truth of the matter is that history is happening now. One of the parts of Port Townsend is our cultural heritage, but also how are we shaping the future? How are we telling the future what's going on right now? Jenny mentioned how the stories of the town tavern weren't saved. But what about what we're doing now? The Historical Society is where those stories are saved, where the remnants of what's been going on. That's what our collection site is for. That's what the Genealogical Society, we work with the Genealogical Society at our research facilities. Without those stories, without people coming together to share those stories, to tell what's important to them, we would not exist. We've been around since 1878. We're one of the oldest organizations in Port Townsend, which really gives you an idea of what people thought was important, of what people continue to think is important.
Thank you. You are demonstrating one of the best qualities of a volunteer coordinator. You can inspire people. Thank you both for coming in today. Everybody Can. It's a production of KPTZ 91.9 in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein, and I want to thank all the incredible volunteers who work at the station to bring us eclectic music, along with local news and conversations here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org.